I want to talk about the fact that I left Mexico City with so much anxiety and thinking I can't go back there. I need to find peace. And thinking I'm going to find that in my small town Pennsylvania life. And realizing that it wasn't the place, it was me. I can live anywhere. If I'm calm. If I feel safe. And even in small town Pennsylvania, my body doesn't feel safe. So the VA is fully supporting me. So I'm financially secure. Food and shelter. Yet the safety is still missing, even in small town Pennsylvania. It had nothing to do with Mexico City. Not surprising. We take ourselves with us everywhere we go. Every place, every relationship, every moment. That's why we need to get to know ourselves. So here I am in this seemingly perfect life. I mean, food and shelter are these visible things that you can clearly see that I have. These physical, tangible, material things. But most important of the things that we need isn't tangible at all. Because safety is not tangible. How do you put your finger on that? You can't show anyone whether or not you feel safe. You have to tell them. If you even understand it about yourself, that you don't feel safe. Some people understand. Some people will leave public events because they just don't feel safe at them. They say it's their social anxiety. Sometimes I will go to the bathroom to get some quiet time. Even in my own home, I try that. Well, you can't try that as much when you have a young child. But if you're out in public, you can try it. Which I have. How does anyone know how safe anyone feels? There's no meter on their head. There's no battery bar on their back or in their top right corner. It's showing up in all kinds of places. Sometimes it's people being what they call flaky, or maybe irresponsible, or unreliable. Sometimes it comes out in anger. Through their mouth or their behaviors. Sometimes it comes out in spending. Spending money on all kinds of things. Wanting to pull in. Oh, maybe I'll feel safe if I look like this. Maybe I'll feel safe if I drink this. Maybe I'll feel safe if I eat this. So people are overeating, drinking too much alcohol, injecting chemicals into their veins, wanting to feel safe. If I just do this, I'll feel safe and I can communicate with the world. I'll feel safe in my body. If I just buy this thing, I just do this thing, if I just have this thing in my body, whether it's food or a chemical that people like to call drugs, it's something people are trying to add to their body. Food, clothing, sex, alcohol, drugs. They're all things we're trying to add to our body and persona to make us feel safer. If only I look good or feel good, I'll be safe. I'll be safe in society. I'll be safe in my body. But adding things does not help you feel safe. It's actually the opposite. Letting go, getting rid of things, discarding. That's how you can start to feel safe, because you realize you don't need those things. You don't need to attach onto anything so strongly anymore when you realize those things weren't giving you safety anyway. So you detach. Reminds me of my son wanting to be close to me, and I'm the thing that's caused him to feel unsafe. But he wants to be close to me. It's natural. He wants to cuddle and snuggle with his mommy. So him and I need to repair that relationship so we can promote safety between us. So he can feel like he has a world outside of us. He can feel safe out in the world. Have some independence. But always know that I'm his safe place. If he needs me for anything and everything, I will always be here. That's safety. Knowing I'm here, but not always needing me. Knowing I am always here for him. That's safety. We need to do that for ourselves. Always be here for ourselves. Listen to ourselves. Say no when we need to. Say yes when we need to. Don't say yes if you don't want to. Don't say no if you need something. Get what you need. Know what you need. You need self-care in the most loving way possible. We all do. We need self-care. So this week, in 2 days, I'm taking Blaze to a cranial sacral therapy appointment, which I'm really excited about. I'm really, really hopeful about. I think that's really going to help his calming system. And then in 10 days, I have an appointment as well to help my calming system. And I'm helping Blaze first right now because his airway is blocked. His tonsils are inflamed, possibly his adenoids. After seeing several specialists, they want us to remove his tonsils after hearing an audio. And I think there's another way. Another way than putting our four-year young child under the knife on a surgical table. No thank you. I won't even say that. I will say no. I'm certain there's another way. And it's possible the stress him and I have between each other is causing all of these things. Because his calming system is out of whack, just like mine. So we need realigned. And I talked to the therapist for a very long time, feeling very reassured that this is a positive, hopeful route. So I'm really looking forward to that. And I'm putting him first. Because his breathing at night has been affected for a very long time. And that has affected his sleep, which has affected his day life, which is affecting everything. And I so want him to be better. I so want us all to be better. And I think his need to see someone is greater than mine at this point. So I'm really optimistic about this. And this whole idea of, you know, me having food and shelter and still needing safety, wanting to further elaborate on that and just say that if you don't have those two things, if you're not able to afford those two things without stress, then how are you ever going to find safety? I think it's nearly impossible. That safety within your body. So all of these things, we need to look at within communities and help people. Maybe we need to start with the feeling of safety. Help people feel safe and then help them. If we see homeless people, help them feel safe in their bodies. And then everything else comes much more easily. They're coming from a safe place, and if you can feel safe, you can feel love. And with love is abundance. Safety is the foundation.